Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with the latest Radio Today news published on Friday the 8th of September 2017. Classic FM has been celebrating its 25th birthday this week with a special concert at the Liverpool Philharmonic and a recital at Dumfries House in Ayrshire. The station broadcast live from the property, which has been restored by the Prince of Wales, and he spoke to Classic FM's Alan Titchmarsh.
What sort of contribution do you think Classic FM has made to the appreciation of classical music?
Well, I think it's made an enormous contribution from what I gather. After 25 years, it was a terrific thing to do. And I think it's obviously helped to bring, you know, the joys of classical music and what it means to so many more people. And that's, I think, its great, great achievement. And terribly important to keep it all going, I think.
The future King of England bigging up radio. It's what we like to hear. Also this week, Awesome Radio has disappeared from the SDL National DAB Multiplex. Was due to be a new service for the British Asian community, but never actually launched. Its owner, Asian Sound, says it's going to focus on its main station on DAB in the northwest and Yorkshire instead. Means there's capacity for a new station to join D2. Watch this space for details. Capital London's Breakfast Show with Roman Kemp has a new TV advert that premiered on the opening episode of the X Factor series. The commercial sees Roman and his team thinking up new ideas for the show. It stars Ed Sheeran, Liam Payne, Katy Perry, Niall Horan and Little Mix. Global says it's part of a wider campaign across social media and billboards as well. Here's the sound from the TV ad.
It's Capital Breakfast with me, Roman Kemp.
Okay, new ideas for the show.
Yeah, what are we thinking?
All right. Teddy meets Teddy.
Okay, that's a bad idea. What about I seamlessly integrate myself into the biggest bands in the world?
Little Mix?
Little Mix.
Rolling with Roman. Got to keep your eyes
open. What about
Lie Detector?
Shawn Mendes.
Toy Animals.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Wrestling.
Roman.
Liam Payne.
All right, this is a winner.
You're going to get yourself in the zone for this.
100 and Katie.
Capital Breakfast with Roman Kemp.
Paul.
Changes at Sam FM on the South Coast as Bam Bam leaves the station after 6 years. He's replaced on Breakfast by Damien St John and Juliet Main, aka Damien and Jules. Bam Bam joined Celador as it launched Jack on the South Coast in 2011. He's going to be doing his own Bam podcast as part of a new podcasting website. 18 BBC local radio stations from Newcastle to Devon, Cumbria to Suffolk fell off the air last week following a BT fault in Oxford. It caused problems with Vylor, the centralised playout and technology system, and that meant many stations just couldn't do anything about it, with even backup studios not having full access to audio clips or outside sources. Many of the stations had to relay 5 live while the problems were all sorted out. Some PD changes to tell you about this week. As Gary Steen prepares to leave Leicester Square, James Rea has been named as the man taking over as managing editor of Heart. He'll do the role in addition to his job running LBC. And former Galaxy and Bauer PD Mike Cass has joined Wireless Group. He's the new content controller at Virgin Radio. Now, Chris is back from his summer holidays, so we introduced the first in a possibly regular feature called Moyle's Moment of the Week. There's usually at least one link a week where he talks about radio stuff on his Radio X Breakfast Show, so we think we should be okay to keep this running for a bit. This week's clip features the engineering team at Global.
So I press my button, which I usually press for a clip, and it says unable to open wave output device. Should we call an engineer?
It depends.
Big Willie.
Is Big Willie Matt in this morning?
BWM is in the building, I think.
He's usually in.
Can we buzz down to them? Because you can press a button.
Oh, no, but it depends. Mm.
They'll be watching. They might not be listening.
It depends.
Come on, do it. It's good. Jeopardy. It's good.
No. And I'll say this. Engineering, are you listening? Right. And I'll tell you why I don't want to do it.
I don't think we need to do this.
Because there's some engineers are on the ball and brilliant.
Yeah, they are. Majority.
But there's others that I don't have time to speak to.
Right, okay.
There's one engineer that took us off the air. Took us off the air.
Yeah.
We had a 2% problem and they made it a 100% problem and they took the show off the air.
Yeah, this is true.
It was something like I had a pen in the wrong place and an engineer came out and just unplugged the entire desk. and then stood there as everything went... Yeah. As if they hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
And then I think they went,
I think there's a problem with the desk.
You just unplugged it! You just unplugged it! Whereas Big Willie Matt, you could say to him...
Oh, he's brilliant.
He just emailed me.
You could say to him, all the transmitter sites have been eaten by rats and we have physically no way of broadcasting anymore. And he would go...
I've fixed it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's brilliant.
And by the way, he's called Big Willie Matt because
he's got a huge willy. Yeah.
Which is a rumour that we started, and he's quite happy for that rumour to go out.
He hasn't corrected us once, has he?
No.
He even walks differently now.
Hey, Big Willie. Big Willie Matt, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh. Funny on your sultry voice.
Sounds like he's flirting with me.
Yeah. Unable to open wave output device. Burley error. What does that mean?
That means I need to come up and poke your computer.
And what, your computer?
What does he do to my computer?
No idea. I've no idea.
Just do that. Just fix the problem. It's fine.
High fives all round for Big Willie Matt. And the full schedule's out for Digital Pop-Up Radio 1 Vintage going on air Saturday, 30th of September to Monday, the 2nd of October. It's going to kick off with a 50-year countdown ahead of live shows featuring Tony Blackburn and Nick Grimshaw. There are then, over the weekend, specials on The Roadshow, Newsbeat, The Official Chart, The Live Lounge, The Evening Session, Radio 1 Comedy and John Peel, as well as dozens of hour-long shows featuring archive clips of individual presenters or shows with those that are still alive sharing some of their memories of Radio 1 around the old clips. And that's just one of the talking points on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, which this week is a roundtable discussion.
The schedule, which Phil's handily brought in and I'm having a look at now, looks really good, really exciting. But just everyone should know, though, this is before Matthew Bannister and Trevor Dan get in. and there'll be some changes. There'll be some changes to this.
Where is the Bruno show? Is it on here?
Saturday the 30th of September it starts. I don't see Adrian just...
Yes, there is. Bruno and Liz at 9 o'clock on Sunday the 1st.
Oh, really? Right, we'll get that out.
DLT on there, maybe? Would there be any on-air resignation during the weekend? That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or tears.
Guests on the Radio Today programme this week with Trevor Dan, Caroline Raphael, Simon Cross and Phil Maguire. Have a listen at radiotoday.co.uk/podcast. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.